Cap Needs a Home, written by Simeon Tapu, illustrated by Terry Herman. Cap Needs a Home. The life of a hermit crab isn't so bad. They live near the seashore and bask in the warm sun. They bathe in the salty sea and they play in the surf. The views are great too. Sunrises and sunsets can be pretty spectacular, and you can't beat the night sky with all its twinkling stars. But for one hermit crab, life was not so great. You see, Cap was a hermit crab of spectacular proportions. You might think that being the biggest crab on seashore had its advantages. However, for Cap, the advantages were few and far between. One of the biggest problems was just that being big. Being big made it easy for hungry gulls to spot Cap as they hung like kites and stiff sea breeze. But there was a bigger problem. Cap could not find a home that was big enough for him. Hermit crabs live in discarded shells of snails. As a crab grows, it moves out of one shell and into the bigger one. The trouble is that most snails are not very big. Now that it is not a problem for most normal-sized crabs, but Cap, it was a problem with great enormity. Cap walked sideways up and down the shore. He searched and searched for a shell big enough to use as his home. He waited and waited and hoping one day a large shell would wash up on the shore. While he waited to find the proper home, Cap lived in a large hole in a rock. Now the hole was a fine home for most animals, but it was not the proper home for a hermit crab. Whenever Cap went out, he felt naked. The other hermit crabs made fun of him, and the gulls swooped him down and tried to make him their dinner. Cap always managed to escape the gulls, but teasing from the other crabs could hurt the core of his feelings. Hiding his nakedness, Cap tried everything. First, he gathered feathers he found along the shore, strung them together with an old fishing line, wrapped them around his soft shell. But the other crabs said he looked silly. "Look at Cap now," they said. "He's a bird. The next thing you'll know, he will try to fly." Cap's feelings were hurt even more. He threw off the feathers and returned to the hole in his rock. Next, he gathered seaweed and wove it together to make a fine-looking suit. But soon, the seaweed began to rot and smell. It smelled so bad that Cap could not stand it. So he threw away the seaweed suit and returned to his hole in the rock. Peering out the shore one morning, Cap noticed a large, strange thing washed ashore. He crawled out of the hole to take a closer look. As he got closer, he could see it was a boot, and a very fine boot it was. The boot was bright and blue, which was Cap's favorite color in the world. He had always admired blue starfish in the tide pools. He thought blue crabs were the most handsome of all crabs. He looked for a blue snail shell for home when he was a smaller crab, but he never found one. Kev examined the boot more closely. It was made of rubber and would be perfect for stormy days. And the cold wind and rain blew off the sea. And at the toe of the boot were two large eyes. Aha, thought Kev. These eyes will surely scare off the swooping eagles. And best of all, the boot was large. Kev looked inside and sized up. The boot was most definitely bigger enough for Kev's enormous body. He climbed into the boot. It was a perfect fit. Kev strutted down the shore wearing his new home. The gulls were frightened by the two large eyes looking up at them. All the other crabs oohed and awed as Kev walked by. There was envy of Kev's beautiful new home. Kev was not the only biggest crab in the shore. He was also the most handsome. The next week, Crab had open hats. All the other crabs came to see Kev's home. They brought him gifts. Kev was no longer a laughingstock of all the crabs. He was now the envy of the seashore. The end.